Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now for the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And for all things ETF related, not just, hey, what's trending and what is Tom like, but anything from soup to nuts on what's new, what's changing, what's different, and how do you get involved and learn more about it. And trust me, I've written a couple of columns recently that got a whole bunch of people out of the woodwork, including some folks who don't just read my columns, but some who are audience members of this show who asked very rudimentary and basic questions about ETFs. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love those basic questions. But if you're listening to the show and we're talking about ETFs and you don't fully understand them, here's an idea. Go check Tom's site. It's ETFtrends.com, and it can help you with that as well. Tom Lydon is on Twitter at Tom Lydon, and the firm and the site are on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF, ticker symbol KWEB.
KWEB, KWEB, the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF. You know, Tom, I have to say, this is one of those funds that makes me scratch my head when I just think about the name, right? Because, of course, the internet is, by its very nature, kind of global. You could be doing business with people anywhere and not know where they're from. So is this a play on China, or is this a play on the internet, or am I just crazy to think that, like, really, you could just throw any China thing in any old internet fund?
Well, it's a little both, Chuck, for sure. And, you know, after having a little bit of a pullback here in technology stocks, internet-related stocks the last 10 days, I think it's one of those things where if you feel like you missed the boat, you're always looking for, all right, where's a good space to jump on board. It's not slowing down. And when you look at the Chinese companies that are in this index, many have diversified businesses to capture that ongoing growth. I mean, China, we talk for years about the growth prospects, but we don't spend as much time today talking about it. It is just huge, and tech companies continue to expand at a growing rate. And emerging China story maintains that same momentum that we talked about 5 years ago. So there's this ongoing shift from export-oriented economic models to greater domestic consumption and rising popularity of online shopping. I mean, the online shopping aspect is just huge. They have so many people over there, 700 million people have smartphones, and most people do a lot of their shopping on their smartphones. Where do they tend to do it? Online, through these companies that you see in this index. This ETF specifically, too, and one of the reasons why we chose it, is it's one of the best performing ETFs of the year, up 67% so far year to date. So not of the faint of heart. It's not a typical core position that you'd have in your portfolio. But if you feel like, geez, I've got some money on the sidelines, I like the idea about following trends, I like the idea about China, I like the idea about shopping online, here's something that you might want to take a look at. Look at the 200-day moving average, and as long as it's above its trend line, this is something that you could hold for a while.
And at the same time, this is going to be a fund that, depending on what you've got, if you've got any exposure to emerging markets or China, or if you happen to have an internet fund, it's going to have some of that same exposure. So where's the money coming from, and how big do you let this get, considering that it's kind of not as niche-y as you might think otherwise?
I think you're getting to a good point. Listen, being a big proponent of ETFs and all the good things that ETFs bring, if you look at the S&P 500, I think we would look, you and I could go down the list and pick a bunch of companies that say, geez, you know, why do I want to have big box retailers in my portfolio today? But there are a bunch of them that are in the S&P 500. That's a tired business. It's a challenged business. And you put those big box retailers up against Chinese internet companies, it's night and day. So we're saying don't sell those, but to augment your core positions that you happen to have in mutual funds or that you happen to have in ETFs, why not pick those sectors of the market that, yes, they might be a little bit more risky. They might be a little bit more volatile. But do you feel Chinese internet companies are going to be better off 10 years ago than a Sears or a May company or a Best Buy? And I'm not going to bring up Toys R Us because that's not with us anymore. But this is just an example of how we can get creative in the ETF space to not be more risky in your portfolio, but to diversify and really weight those areas of the marketplace that might, in the next 3 to 5 years, have more opportunity. But at the same time, watch the trends and protect yourself on the downside.
Yeah, you've already told us it's a 200-day moving average play. I would point out as well, if you have a lot of money into something like a Baidu.com, so does this fund, because, yep, of course, it is a Chinese internet company. And again, it's a 200-day moving average play, not a permanent play. You're not making a long-term, hey, I'm going to bet forever on Chinese internet stocks.
Well, again, there are some people that will probably be comfortable doing that, and I wouldn't talk them out of it because, again, 10 years from now, where is that going to be? Would this ETF be up more than the S&P 500 10 years from now? I'd bet on it, but it's going to be 5 times as volatile as well, right?
Absolutely. It's KWEB, K-W-E-B, the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF. That's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. And as he pointed out, a 200-day moving average play, meaning you only want to be in it while it's above its 200-day moving average, unless you are that long-term investor willing to take that volatile ride that he was talking about. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. So check out the site, follow the site on Twitter at ETFtrends, and don't forget to follow Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. Okay, this was a great way to start the September 28th edition of Money Life. Up next, the first of two big interviews. Heather Hunt Ruddy from Wells Fargo is going to be here talking about their most recent investor optimism survey. I promise you, you will not believe the results. That's next on Money Life.